The reality is that for the first time in 32 years in this poll, it shows that Republicans are beating Democrats straight up. When you ask people a generic ballot in 32 years, it shows that Donald Trump's doing better with black voters, Hispanic voters, off the charts.
Now, again, these are large margins, but the bottom line is when you're talking about the base of the Democratic Party, you would think that Kamala Harris would do very well among black women based upon history. And of course, she would be the first black woman president, but she's actually doing the worst for a Democratic candidate among black women since 1906.
Think about the perspective of an American company, okay? I want them to go searching in their own country for their own citizens. Sometimes people who may be struggling with addiction or trauma, get them re-engaged in American society. We cannot have an entire American business community that is giving up on American workers and then importing millions of illegal laborers.
Look, we're running against, not her, we're running against a very powerful and a very corrupt machine.
Well, we're a day closer to the election. President Trump and J.D. Vance continue to move from one town to another, bringing messages of hope, fighting against the propaganda machine forced on us by the mainstream media. We're going to love some of that from Vance today. Many are waking up and posting their thoughts, which is important to keep our voices out there. The polls are falling for the Dems. They are in panic mode. What a great time to be alive. Here we go.
I have a quote that I like a lot by John Wayne that says, life is hard, but it's harder when you're stupid.
Yeah.
I think that perfectly explains Kamala Harris,
yeah.
Right?
Ooh.
Right, sir? Now, our life has been hard because of her, but can you imagine what it's like to wake up as Kamala Harris? How hard life must be? My goodness.
Well, we have to beat her. Look,
we do.
Have to beat her. She's not for this job. Everybody
That's
knows
right.
it. Look, we're running against, not her, we're running against a very powerful and a very corrupt machine. That's what it is.
That's right.
She's just, and the same thing with Joe Biden. Joe doesn't know where the hell he is.
Doesn't know where he is. Corrupt machine. This information plays out in the town hall. President Trump was there delivering a wonderful message of hope for everyone there. And it was pretty amazing. They had a couple of folks pass out and they were getting medical care. And then President Trump had a series of songs playing back to back. A special turn, of course, he had this song play for everyone. Pretty amazing, huh? The number of folks that showed up, how this continued to play out for each individual there was amazing. But for us, it was pretty amazing because the delta for the Q board happened to play out for October 14th. Let the party continue, keep going. And just amazing. It's as if they had planned this whole thing out so they could keep the music playing at the end and really have a kind of a gathering like no other. For many of us. So we're waking up to this right here. Bill Clinton, George Bush, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris have held power for 28 of the last 32 years. Yet all of them are blaming Trump all the while, claiming they have the answers to America's problems. Weird. We talked about this before. Many say the last 4 years. The 4 years of President Trump were terrible. Well, he just showed up in the midst of all of their nastiness and their trouble that they played for everyone.
He murdered a father of three, sentenced to life in prison. Kamala Harris pushed to use tax dollars to pay for his sex change.
I made sure that they changed the policy so that every transgender inmate would have access.
It sounds insane because it is insane. Kamala was the first to help pay for a prisoner's sex change.
The power that I had, I used it in a way that was about pushing for the movement, frankly, and the agenda.
Kamala's agenda is they, them, not you.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
That commercial played during the Eagles-Browns game, a commercial break for all to see. The panic mode is playing out for all to see. Dan Scavino Jr. played this out for us. Panic. a flashing panic button or sign, excuse me, on a building, Brett Baer, of course, is going to have a talk with old Kamala Harris on Wednesday. Isn't that something? October 21st, 2020, we're told that panic will be setting in and all three movies will be playing at the same time. The Guardians of the Pedophiles, Panic in D.C., and FISAgate. And we also know that panic mode, people awake, is their greatest fear, and that's what's happening. Many are waking up. Grasshopper showed us this connection, that the hunt is on October 14th, 2020, four-year delta from panic. After today, make more sense, buckle up. I like those comms because even today, will be yesterday, this guy, Larry David, had a complete meltdown.
How much has the whole 2020 election and everything that has flowed from it pissed you off?
Oh, I mean, you can't go a day without thinking about what he's done to this country, because he's such a little baby that he's thrown 250 years of democracy out the window by not accepting the results of an election. I mean, it's so crazy. He's such a sociopath. He's so insane. He just couldn't admit to losing. And we know he lost. He knows he lost. And look how he's fooled everybody. He's convinced all these people that he didn't lose. He's such a sick man. He's so sick.
He's losing it. Did you notice his teeth? We talked about this gnashing of teeth that's been happening. You know, we showed the news anchor that was going after President Trump for mentioning QAnon, not trying to hold to what she wanted, which is disavowal from these folks that are stating that Democrats are have all of these pedophiles and they worship Satan. Remember, her teeth were gnashing. This guy's teeth. That reminds me of the Bible, Matthew chapter 13. And I'm going to read a couple of points from that one, just so that you know. Matthew 13, 41. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and those who practice lawlessness, and will cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Just Kevin says, okay, see, he said it was stolen. But he walked away and let Biden become president, right? President Trump just, you know, he said it was stolen, but he walked away. So why are the left so bent out of shape? Could it be because they know it was stolen and that Trump winning a second term will be very bad for them? Why else would Larry David be melting down? Why do they keep talking about this? What are they concerned about? You know, Dan Scavino posted this. If you look at the hourglass, the sands of time. I'm going to talk about sand and Project Sandman a little bit later in this newscast today. But it's interesting because time is running out. The entire world is watching. Patriots from around the world are praying for America. We are all bound by just a feeling deep inside, a feeling that cannot be publicly expressed for fear of ridicule. Well, many are publicly expressing it now. This is back in 2018. A feeling that challenges the mainstream narrative against that which we are told to accept and dare not question. Put simply, that people are being abused by those in power, and time is running out. Remember the battles of Lexington and Concord. Give me liberty or give me death. For far too long, we have been silent and allowed our bands of strength that we once formed to defend freedom and liberty to deteriorate. And we became divided, weak. We elected traitors to govern us. We allowed evil to prey on us. It's more than party politics. This is about restoring old glory. It's about preserving our republic, our safety, restoring our strength, about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, protecting our children, It's about saving America. Of course, these guys don't want to save America. They just want to continue to lie.
The tweet in all caps, the ranting and the raving about crazy conspiracy theories. Yeah, the 2-hour speeches, word salad, just, you know, it's like Fidel Castro. Just on and on. Constant attempts to sell you stuff. Who does?
Yep, they're out there. And he seems desperate. And he looks like he's made a deal with the devil and it's taken a toll on him. And he talked about word salads, that President Trump is the word salad guy. Remember, they always project what they do out to their opponents so that folks would quit paying attention to this monster.
The median age on the continent is 19. By 2050, 1 in 4 people on Earth will be on the continent of Africa. That is so, so, so exciting. If we see it in terms of global policy, for the opportunity it presents to invest in partnership and to do the work that is about understanding the mutual benefit.
Yeah. There we go. The word salads playing out for all to see. Of course, Bill Clinton's out there, too.
You had a case in Georgia not very long ago, didn't you? They made an ad about a young woman who'd been killed by an immigrant. Yeah, well, if they'd all been properly vetted, that probably wouldn't have happened. But if they're all properly vetted and that doesn't happen, and America is not having enough babies to keep our populations up, so we need immigrants that have been vetted to do work, there wouldn't be a problem. And he couldn't keep people all torn up and upset.
So he just supported President Trump. He just admitted that Lake and Riley could still be alive today if Biden Harris had properly vetted the Venezuelan migrant who murdered her. What's going on over there? Is this guy losing his mind? They starting to open their mouths and they don't realize what's coming out of their mouth? And then we had this Columbus Day mess that's been playing out. I don't know if you've seen it, but here she is, old Kamala in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Check out what happens.
So I'm wondering, would you support efforts on a federal level to change Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day? And why does that matter so much?
Sure. Sure. Yeah. And why it matters is, to your very point, we have to remember history. And back, this question, I think, really is connected to the last question about our morals and our compass and our goals and our aspirations. We have to remember our history. Uncomfortable, to your point about truths, though it may make us.
Yeah.
It is an honor, of course, to be with you this week as we celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day, as we speak truth about our nation's history. Since 1934, every October, the United States has recognized the voyage of the European explorers who first landed on the shores of the Americas. But that is not the whole story. That has never been the whole story. Those explorers ushered in a wave of devastation for tribal nations, perpetrating violence, stealing land, and spreading disease. We must not shy away from this shameful past.
Here we go. They're trying all they can. They're desperate to do all they can to shame America. The Democrats owned the slaves. The Democrats defended slavery. The Democrats founded the KKK. They perpetrated lynchings. They enforced segregation. They enacted Jim Crow laws. They filibustered civil rights legislation. They opposed the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. The Indian Removal Act. Trail of Tears. And the Japanese internment camps. And yet they stand up there again acting as if they're holier than thou, and they have all the answers. It's the same playbook done by Obama. I remember Dinesh D'Souza did a great job explaining that in one of his great movies about Obama. He did a great movie back then showcasing who Obama really was. And one of their arguments was that America was terrible because we took these lands away. But yet he broke it down in such a way that made sense to me and many others. Hope you go check that one out. And of course, Kamala was just caught plagiarizing at least a dozen sections of her criminal justice book, Smart on Crime, according to a new investigation. The current VP even lifted material from Wikipedia, and I'm showing it to you on your screen. Kamala Harris on the left, copied and pasted from Wikipedia on the right. That's how stupid these people are. Well, if you need something to help you feel better, here you go. But folks, you know I've been suffering with a lot of pain. I talk about it all the time in my interviews about the pain in my back. I couldn't play golf. I'd play maybe 5-10 shots on the driving range. My back was killing me. My whole body was in aches and pains. And I finally realized I needed to do something about it and finally found a substance called full spectrum hemp oil that really takes most of the pain away from me. And I was so excited because I didn't really understand how it works. And I had a little fear because of the plant pictures and all that through the years. And we got a great time with this interview. If you guys missed it, from Ascent Nutrition, we had Lance on to explain it all. It was phenomenal. You don't want to miss that interview. I'm going to play a clip from that here real quick.
We've got is so organically grown here in the U.S. You know, a lot of companies are sourcing their hemp from the Netherlands, which is fine. Like, I don't have anything against that. Obviously, if we can grow it here in America, it helps us economically. It helps the environment as well because right. We're not, you know, doing all the shipping and all that.
But plus, if Trump wins, you know, you don't want that tariff either.
Exactly.
So we had a great talk, and it was just wonderful to really get an understanding of, you know, I kind of scroll through this, of, you know, the history behind what hemp is and how they've lied to us through the years of, you know, trying to demonize a lot of the areas of that. And he gave us a really good rundown, so you don't want to miss that. But you go into, you know, below the video and click on the link. For Ascent Nutrition's hemp oil, it's right there at the very top of the video. You just click there, and you'll see that they have these products there to explain exactly how they work, everything that you need to know from that website, the infusion methods, the Ascent Nutrition full spectrum oil compared to CBD oil, and how they even have it to elevate your pet's health with the trusted hemp oil. I'm telling you, the taste is absolutely amazing. It's way different than anything I've ever had before and more. And so you can get two, you get free shipping if you buy two of them, and or you subscribe, you get 10% off plus free shipping. That's in the description box below. Check it out today.
She had a terrible week. It was a terrible week for the Harris this campaign. You had Gretchen Whitmer having to apologize to the Catholics across America for mocking them with some Dorito, bizarro Dorito thing on there. You had Governor Elmer Fudd out hunting and not knowing how to load his shotgun, using the wrong gun. At the same time...
Who's Governor Elmer Fudd?
Governor Walz was out there. It looked like Elmer Fudd. You know, be very, very quiet while hunting for rabbits.
Oh, my God.
Right? So he can't load his shotgun. He's trying to appeal to hunters. He can't load the gun. He's using the wrong gun. At the same time, you have Barack Obama in Pennsylvania derided people who own guns. Remember, people in Pennsylvania were bitter and they clinged to guns and religion. Remember that in 2008? So they're trying to appeal to those folks at the same time while he alienates black male voters by chastising them. So they had a really tough week this week.
Well, shaping up to be a brutal Monday for the Harris campaign, says Bad Hombre. The Las Vegas Journal Review endorsed Trump. The Border Patrol Union endorsed Trump. Kamala got caught plagiarizing. Kamala's campaign is leaking about the rift between her and Biden. The IACRL condemned Kamala for her hateful remarks. Kamala short-circuited during another softball interview. Bill Clinton blamed Kamala for the death of Laken Riley. And new polling shows Harris performing the worst of any Democrat candidate among black women since 1960. The joy is gone. This will bring a little joy. Check this out.
This Town of Hanson Municipal Water Tower on High Street has become the talk of the town.
He has a right to do it, but at the same point, it's got to be respectful.
Paul Riley lives right near the tower. He says he became a little bothered once the town started using their resources Friday night to blur the Trump 2024 image.
You shouldn't tie up police and other resources for something like that.
We tried to talk to the man who has the projector on his property to display the image.
We just wanted to know if we could talk to you about the tower.
He shook his head inside the door saying no. Hanson officials say displaying this image violates the town's bylaws and misleads the public to believe this activity is condoned. They do not allow any political endorsements on municipal property, but they do respect free speech rights of all residents.
Oh, man. Kind of reminds me of that song. It just hit my mind. You guys ever heard that one? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick. Anyway. Just had that thought. Here we go. ABC faced with the reality Kamala is losing.
I mean, the reality is that for the first time in 32 years in this poll, it shows that Republicans are beating Democrats straight up. When you ask people a generic ballot in 32 years, it shows that Donald Trump's doing better with black voters, Hispanic voters, off the charts. But what the most important thing is, what happened last week is that what was working with female voters with Kamala Harris was that there was some feeling of joy in the air. Well, that joy is gone. She had a terrible week. She picked a pointless fight with Ron DeSantis. She was losing in the Sun Belt, and she tried to recover by going on The View, which a lot of women watch. She went on The View. You talked about it earlier. And she wanted to clarify the two most important issues that are facing these two candidates, the economy and immigration. And she bombed like Rory at the U.S. Open, and she went out there and said there was nothing she would do that would be different than Joe Biden. And she created a campaign commercial for Donald Trump. And so she's trying to recover. There is no joy in the air. And everybody knows it, and it's obvious that there is a leak in the balloon here in the Kamala Harris campaign.
There's a leak in the balloon in the Kamala Harris campaign. Somebody write a song for that one. I like how he said she failed, like Rory missed that putt for the U.S. Open. Oh, man, that was a slam right there for that guy, old Rory, who doesn't support Trump, I don't think. Anyway, let's move forward. Some more polling.
And sometimes there's a trend line that I never noticed before and make me go, whoa. This is one of them, all right? This is the Democratic margin among black men under the age of 45 in presidential elections. You go back to November of 2012.
For those listening and not watching, this happens to be the Communist News Network, CNN.
What do you see? You see Obama by 81. Clinton only won him by 63. Then we're all the way down to Biden last time around by 53. A tremendous drop already. And then you take a look at the average of the most recent polls, and Kamala Harris is up by only 41 points. That is about half the margin that Obama won them by back in November of 2012. And this, I think, is, you know, when Barack Obama goes in last week when he was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, essentially talking to young black men, he made it seem like it was a Kamala Harris-specific problem. This is part of a long-standing trend of young black men moving away from the Democratic Party, and Kamala Harris is just the latest to face that magnitude of younger black men going towards the Republican.
That was most interesting here is the trend line and where some of the biggest drops happened or already happened in this case. How about black men overall?
It's part of the same picture. You know, we're looking once again at younger black men. It looks like the worst Democratic performance since 1960, since JFK versus Richard Nixon. It's the same thing among black men overall. Again, part of a similar trend, but here actually the drop off isn't as dramatic, right? Barack Obama won him by 80.
Oh boy. They're going all through the numbers, just trying to make it look good. Somehow, some way we can do this. We can do this. Well, speaking of black men, check this out.
We've got to reach those ridiculous, crazy black men that did vote for Trump.
So let me get this straight. If I vote for a party that can't define what a woman is, I'm no longer ridiculous or crazy. If I vote for a party that wants boys in my daughter's sports and restrooms, I'm no longer ridiculous or crazy. If I vote for a party that thinks they can pander to me using kente cloths and hot sauce, I'm no longer crazy. If I vote for a party that has done nothing but destroy my community for the last 60 years and open the borders in order to replace my Democratic vote and destroy my community further, I'm no longer crazy. If I vote for the party that wanted to keep me from voting, wanted to keep Jim Crow, wanted to keep slavery, the party of the Klan, I'm no longer crazy. And I'm no longer crazy or ridiculous if I vote for the candidate who's been in the office as vice president for the last 3.5 years and admitted to having a large part in pushing the harmful policies that have hurt my country, who can't answer basic questions and is quite possibly the worst candidate in American history. Says she's going to bring change while at the same time admitting there's nothing she'd change about the last 3.5 years and made us the laughingstock of the world. And you think I'm the crazy one. I think it's crazy you think I should vote for a candidate based on skin color rather than how their policies will affect my life. It's pretty sick.
They're waking up one at a time. That's all it takes. NBC saying Trump's admin is polling better now than when he was president. That's the results of show versus tell, says True Stormy Joe. Jesse adds he thought the October surprise was the hurricanes.
Down to a simple premise. Who is helping you and who is hurting you?
We asked about President Biden's policies. Are they helping or hurting your family? Just a quarter of voters said they're helping. Nearly half said they're hurting. And then here's the interesting twist. We also asked folks, think back to when Donald Trump was president. Did his policies help or hurt your family? And look at the difference. 44% helping, 31% hurting. Trump's, the retrospective, you would say, opinion of Trump's presidency among voters, arguably higher now than when he was president.
So, Jesse, good to see you.
You too.
Thanks.
I don't mean that.
No, I know you don't.
I don't want to look at you anymore.
I don't want to look at you anymore.
The show's been too much.
Yeah, I know. But look, hey.
You guys, it's Monday.
We keep talking, hearing about the October surprise. Is the October surprise the polling?
Could be. I thought it was the hurricanes, but the polling.
I thought it was the hurricanes, but the polling seems to be something that might be the surprise. It almost seems like they read the intel board and they kind of feed off of that sometimes. Anybody notice that? Sometimes we notice things. Folks are waking up. They're realizing there are a lot of surprises.
I'll tell you what, our poll numbers have gone through the roof with Black and Hispanic have gone through the roof. And I like that. I like that. I like that. So we're going to take care of it. You will be... I'll tell you, if everything works out, if everybody gets out and votes on January 5th or before, you know, it used to be you'd have a date. Today you can vote 2 months before, probably 3 months after. They don't know what the hell they're doing. But we're going to straighten it all out. We're going to straighten that out, too. We're going to straighten our election process out, too. That's going to be important.
So interesting, because January 5th came up from President Trump. And some folks think that was a slip of a tongue. Voting in November takes office in January, so I get the slip. It was a slip, just a little bit. And so as we continue, you look at others that have been doing their research. Grasshopper caught this one. And it's just exciting when folks out there are posting their information. They're using what they've got in front of them to let folks know, hey, guess what's been going on? I'm going to tell you, and I hope everybody shares this with others so they know what I just found.
I really truly think that our government thinks that Americans are stupid. Like, I mean, like, really, really stupid. And that we do not research, that we don't look into things, that we just accept whatever it is that they give us and be okay with it. Because how many people are actually going to the Federal Register and checking out the executive orders that our presidents have signed? And the ones that they have also revoked. Because until today, I was under the impression that a lot of things that were signed as executive orders by Biden were his. And I was also not aware that a lot of executive orders that Trump signed when he was in office that really benefited our country, that benefited minorities, that benefited women, that benefited protection of our children and our border, were not only signed into law by him, but were revoked by Biden soon as he got in office. And I'm talking about as soon as January 20th. Perfect example. I remember how Biden was always talking about how he is the one who lowered prescription costs and the cap on insulin. That was false. Trump did that first. Let me just make that clear. He also signed an executive order that we have something called safe policing for safe Americans that was not only supposed to make sure that the police were, but that they were held accountable if they were doing more than they were supposed to do when it comes to, you know, racially profiling people, abusing their powers as police officers, that they were held accountable if they did those things. He revoked that law. He revoked it. There was also my favorite one, which was about gender and racial stereotyping. And he revoked it. Which is probably how we ended up getting the DEI, because it's damn near really kind of the same thing. The only difference with DEI is it includes gender fluidity.
So interesting, because if you look at this from President Trump, that video that you just heard or you're watching was dropped on Truth Social. President Trump put this: our great black population has had enough of the fake Democrats. They'll be voting for Trump and never go back to treachery and deceit. That EO, that posting was at 6.04 p.m. If you go to 6.04 on the cue board, guess what? It happens to match the executive order. All these executive orders that she's talking about. So he happens to post a video on Truth Social about executive orders that are being researched, posting it at 6.04, so everybody goes and looks at the cue board and sees, oh, executive orders. President Trump continues to communicate with all of us. He also said one of the greatest examples of DOJ weaponization is the fact that they are suing Virginia to put all of the illegal voters, which were fully exposed and removed by the important work of Governor Glenn Youngkin, back on the voter rolls. Obviously, this was done so that they can cheat on the election. So sad. What has happened to our once great country? Wall Street Ape said you can actually see the 2024 election being rigged. Updated Social Security website shows massive amounts of people registering to vote without ID in key swing states. Texas, 3 million plus. Arizona, 1 million, almost 2 million. Pennsylvania, more than 2 million. Missouri, more than 2 million. Georgia, 284,000 plus. North Carolina, 479,000 plus. Nevada, 81,000. Many of these are huge increases from prior weeks. They are ramping up the fraud as we get closer to the election. I will update this weekly and post it, says Wall Street Apes. And so interesting, because I want to go back to that clip again where President Trump says January 5th.
January 5th. Or I'll tell you, if everything works out, if everybody gets out and votes on January 5th, or...
Interesting, January 5th, and many folks think that January 5th was about the drop of the January 5th drop with the black community. Others think that there's going to be something that happens that allows them to do another election after November 5th. They would have another one. So we'll see. It's a lot of speculation out there. What do you guys think? Write in below this video to see how this would play out for you. Folks, we're at amweknow.com, Truth, Hope, Faith, and Freedom. Just want to make sure you guys know that you can find all of our videos there. You can find all of our interview videos there also. And if you want to sign up for our newsletter, you can just scroll down to the middle and subscribe to our newsletter. Put your name and email in there, and you'll have that. And also, you'll follow our podcast, you'll see our Patriot Light website, and so much more. Our partners are there. All you have to do is click through these buttons, these arrows, and it'll take you to our partners, Parker Pastures, Hunter's Blend Coffee, MF Protection, Immune Support, Kelly Shockley, Dr. Kelly Shockley, Ascent Nutrition, Bright Core, and more. So all you have to do is just go to the website. If you are looking for our partners, they're there. And also, I wanted to make sure that you knew that we can actually have you visit shop.amweknow.com to get your gear. Have it ready, sweatshirts and hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks. Wear it proudly out there. Get ready for the election. You take 20%, 28% off of all statement tees, like I'm voting for a convicted felon this November, and more. Use code VOTE 828. We'd love to have you guys grab that gear. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing And We Know gear. Here we go.
I've seen one FEMA agent since I've been here. He approached the front gate of our facility, and his request was, get this, cooperate with local government. Hey, you guys need to cooperate. And we're like, what are you talking about? We have, look at all the law enforcement here. Look at all the firefighters here.
Yeah.
We've had state senators come out here and land. We've had congressmen come out here and land. We've had Fox News here. We've had several other news media here to really capture what we're doing.
Well, then you've got people like me who I'm just a guy with a phone trying to get the word out because the mainstream media is not doing their job, and so you got right. a donkey like me trying to do it.
We've been reported to the authorities for domestic terrorism.
Yeah,
we're a bunch of special operation veterans. It doesn't get any more American than what we're doing.
Yeah,
we're here to help the people.
So they're up there continuing to support folks, and I saw some videos where they're using dogs to try to find anyone that passed away up in the mountains. It's been pretty crazy how this has been playing out, and our hopes and prayers continue to go with those that are up there. Remember, we played this, I think, last week. Neither the legislature nor any executive or judicial officer may disregard the provisions of the Constitution in case of emergency. Anyone who declares the suspension of constitutionally guaranteed rights to freely travel, peaceably assemble, earn a living, freely worship, etc., and or attempts to enforce such suspension within 50 independent, sovereign, continental United States of America is making war against our Constitution. Therefore, we the people. They violate their constitutional oath, and thus immediately forfeit their office and authority, and their proclamations may be disregarded with impunity. That means anyone, even the governor and the president. So as this plays out, you know that they have been showing, many out there have been showing that they're grabbing, FEMA's grabbing material from the rescue efforts in Helene, and they're giving them to the illegals. And they're, we know, have been giving them all types of money and resources and support to stay in our country. And J.D. Vance had a chance to talk to a Times reporter. And she tried to get him, but this is masterclass on how to answer questions. Here you go.
The reason that there is a housing crisis is that not enough houses have been built.
And that we have 25 million people who shouldn't be here.
Well, I mean, this is the thing. I think
it's both.
I know you do. I don't think that many people who look into this agree with you, but about a third of the construction workforce in this country is Hispanic. Of those, a large proportion are undocumented. So how do you propose to build all the housing necessary that we need in this country by removing all the people who are working in construction?
I think it's a fair question because we know that back in the 1960s when we had very low levels of illegal immigration, Americans didn't buy houses, didn't build houses. But of course they did. And I'm being sarcastic, of course, in service of a point, Lulu, the assumption that because a large number of home builders now are using undocumented labor, that that's the only way to build homes. I think, again,
the country is much bigger.
Fundamental.
The need is much bigger. I mean, I'm not arguing in favor of illegal immigration. I'm asking how you would deal with the knock-on effect of your proposal to remove millions of people who work in a critical part of the economy.
Well, I think that what you would do is you would take, let's say, for example, the 7 million prime-age men who have dropped out of the labor force, and you have a smaller number of women, but still millions of women prime-age who have dropped out of the labor force. You absolutely could re-engage folks into the American labor market. This is, I think—
To work in construction?
Of course you could.
I mean, the unemployment rate is 4.1%. Most people who
unemployment rate, Lulu, this is important.
But most people who don't work can't work in the regular economy. They're in the military. They're parents. They're sick. They're old. They might not want to work in construction.
The unemployment rate does not count labor force participation dropouts. And again, this is one of the really deranged things that I think illegal immigration does to our society is it gets us in a mindset of saying we can only build houses with illegal immigrants when we have 7 million, just men, not even women, just men who have completely dropped out of the labor force. People say, well, Americans won't do those jobs. Americans won't do those jobs for below the table wages. They won't do those jobs for non-living wages. But people will do those jobs. They will just do those jobs at certain wages. And think about this from the perspective of an American company, okay? I want them to go searching in their own country for their own citizens. Sometimes people who may be struggling with addiction or trauma, get them reengaged in American society. We cannot have an entire American business community that is giving up on American workers and then importing millions of illegal laborers. That is what we have thanks to Kamala Harris's border policies. I think it's one of the biggest drivers of inequality. It's one of the biggest reasons why we have millions of people who have dropped out of the labor force. Why try to reengage an American citizen in a good job if you can just import somebody from Central America who's going to work under the table for poverty wages? It is a disgrace, and it has led to the evisceration of the American middle class.
Amen. Couldn't answer that better, man. That was amazing. You know, I had a friend, remember, years ago, who was in construction. He'd go around and look for work, start his own small business, and found out through him, just talking to him, that there's so many people. You go up to the door, tell them, hey, it looks like your window was busted. I can fix it for you, or I've got this I can do for your roofing, or whatever. And he said over and over, they would deny him, and they would hire folks from other countries for dirt cheap to get the work done. And he said what really broke his heart was they would show up in the country, they would go get a house, and there'd be like 8 or 9 families living in one home. So they could all put their little bits of money that they have together and basically survive illegally, and he couldn't find the work for an honest wage. And that broke my heart. I remember that like it was yesterday. So why does the left even want murderers in our country? It just doesn't make sense.
Why would they want murderers, by the way, 13,099 murderers? Why would they want these people in our country? Who is there any reason for it? You know, usually when Bob or I, or some of the good business people around the table and in the audience, I know a couple of great ones. We have Wesley Hunt, a great congressman, by the way. Thank you, Wesley. A great one. He's a great congressman. But we always say, you know, we want to know what the other side is all about. Where are they coming from? This is one of the few times you really say, what are they doing? Where do we benefit? And I guess, you know, you look at it. And you say they're not smart, but they're smart, they're cunning, and a lot of them are evil.
Evil everywhere. And so this is playing out. Many folks are waking up. Again, I want you to know and hear from these voters. You know, I want to hear from the folks that are out there that have changed, you know, parties and what happened to them. Check this out.
My name is Heather, and I was a registered Democrat for most of my life. But not anymore.
She's on our
side. Now. Yes, I saw the light. I no longer identify with the Democratic Party. They've put criminals and foreign enemies ahead of American citizens. The border is the issue of this election because if we can't secure the border, we won't have a country. We know that you're going to finish the wall, but how are you going to handle the deportation of criminals?
So, if you've watched any of our last rallies, we have a Criminal Aliens Act of 1798. That's a long time ago. And that gives the president tremendous power to do what has to be done to secure our country.
A lot of things about securing our country are coming up. And somebody played this out. Santa Surfing was showing this, and I saw it. I thought it was interesting. I'm not going to play the music per se. You'll hear a little bit of it, but I'm trying to pause it and read some of the information that comes from this. But, you know, Dan Scavino tweeted Metallica Sandman. Metallica is a hard rock group, and that they were actually playing in Russia, I believe, 1991, right after, you know, the walls were torn down and communism was removed. They, you know, sent the bands over there to play or whatever. And it's just interesting. They played the song Project Sandman, or or Sandman, and Operation Sandman seems to be something related to that, and it could be connected to the Federal Reserve central banks being done. Let's see if we can connect the dots, maybe.
As we identify them, each will be part of this case as defendants. These defendants will not only include individuals, but would also include corporate entities who ultimately profited off of this culture and behavior. I'm looking at banks, pharmaceutical companies, hotels.
So, again, remember, we've got Busby out there. He's taken P. Diddy down and all those folks connected to Diddy and the trafficking of children. A lot of big stuff's dropping. Fall Street incoming. So, of course, Descovino posted this Metallica Sandman song, 5-minute, 11-second video on October 12th. So Operation Sandman refers to a speculated or theorized economic strategy where supposedly over 100 nations would agree to simultaneously sell off their U.S. Treasury holdings. The aim of this operation, as discussed in various online circles and posts on X, would be to undermine the value of the U.S. dollar significantly, potentially leading to its collapse as the world's reserve currency. So the music continues to play. BRICS annual meeting, October 22nd through the 24th of 2024. BRICS nations potentially moving away from the dominance of the U.S. dollar in international trade and towards alternative financial systems of currencies. So you can see the music video playing. Those are all the guys jumping up and down for that video. And then Busby continues.
Also include corporate entities who ultimately profited off of this culture and behavior. I'm looking at banks.
It's looking at banks. Oh, boy. Elon Musk said extreme government spending is driving our country to bankruptcy. U.S. government spending has increased a whopping 44% since the beginning of 2020. Many companies tightened belts after 2022. And then you had Elon Musk saying America's going bankrupt. Interest payments of U.S. national debt will shatter that huge mark, $1 trillion plus this year, eating 76% of all income taxes collected. Let's see. Lord Jacob Rothschild, of course, the financier and member of the Rothschild banking family, died at age 87. What else happened? The banks enabling child trafficking was September 8, 2023, posted, remember? Westpac Bank fined $400 million for aiding and abetting pedophiles and another $900 million for money laundering. JP Morgan Chase Bank, India CEO Pravdev Singh steps down on June 24, 2024. We had Ann Bowden, founder of UK Starling Bank, steps down as CEO. What else did we have? Oh, HSBC CEO Quinn unexpectedly steps down after almost 5 years. Jamie Dimon could step down sooner than expected. Here's who could run the country's biggest bank. Of course, that came out May 21st, 2024. All of this money stuff playing out, and it's almost as if this Sandman operation could be going full force. Part of the money situations playing out for all of us, of course, is the new demand for silver actually could wipe out ground supply. Russia's adding silver to state fund reserves, and could silver hit triple digits? I mean, that speculation's playing out. This is, of course, something that's provided from Dr. Kirk Elliott. We had this interview on Sunday. I hope that you guys watched that outstanding update. And I wanted to play a clip from that particular video. It is amazing. Some of the things that he catches there.
Oh, you always have some kind of exceeded expectation story, and everyone should be cheering about the Biden administration and Bidenomics and how great they're doing. And yet 1 month later, like clockwork, 16 of the last 18 times, they've revised the numbers lower, like loss of jobs, not a gain of jobs. So over the last year, we've actually lost 1 million jobs.
And so you got to check it out. Amwino.com/gold. Of course, you can reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott yourself, have this conversation with him or someone on his staff, and they'll actually pray with you also. It's pretty amazing. So I hope you check them out there. Diddy, of course, accused of multiple rapes, assaults, including in New York City, Macy's stock room, and death threats in new wave of lawsuits spanning decades. Yeah. Fresh wave of explosive lawsuits Monday by 5 more people, including 3 men and a woman who was 16 when allegedly attacked. These new cases, all filed by anonymous plaintiffs in Manhattan federal court, describe attacks by the 54-year-old embattled music mogul between 1995 and 2021. It's not looking good for these guys. Let's see, who else is out there talking about children? Oh, yeah, this guy, Clinton.
So for the sake of the children, and those of you who have grandchildren, including me, please make sure we turn out. All we got to do is show up. If we show up, we'll win.
That's right.
And it's in your hands. God bless you. Thank you.
So this guy right here, this guy, the one who visited Epstein Island 26, 27 times, however many times, and flew on the Lolita Express dozens of times, of course, talking about voting for Kamala for the sake of the children. That's the kind of mess that we're in. Kind of reminds me of this video that we hope to see something like this again. Hopefully, I hope these guys don't show up. I hope they get thrown where they belong for treason. But the best video you will see all day. Check this out.
Get that whether we are black or brown or white, we all bleed the same red blood of patriots. We all enjoy the same glorious freedoms, and we all salute the same great American flag. And whether a child is born in the urban sprawl of Detroit or the windswept plains of Nebraska, they look up at the same night sky, they fill their heart with the same dreams, and they are infused with the breath of life by the same almighty creator. So to all Americans in every city near and far, small and large, from mountain to mountain, from ocean to ocean, hear these words. You will never be ignored again. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. And your courage and goodness and love will forever guide us along the way. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you. God bless you.
Hoping to see that again. Hoping for a huge inauguration. You know, October 15th, just to remind you, this drop from 2020, without you collectively, there would have been no way to bypass their control. They weren't about to repeat the mistakes of 2016 in 2020. You are what matters most, united, not divided. You are awake, thinking for yourself is their greatest fear. You awake, thinking for yourself is their greatest fear. Welcome to the digital battlefield, where we go one. We go all. And that takes me to the conclusion today with Common Sense IQ Test. I had a conversation with him or her at amazing work that's being done when these are put together. Absolutely love them, how they're worded and how they're put together for such a time as this. It's been much needed for everyone, right? And so wanted to ensure, before I play that, that you hear just one more small snippet of a song before we close.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
So never staking claim to the words I write for us faithful warriors in this spiritual fight. Delivered for consumption, God's guiding the pen. The aroma of knowledge gained by victoriously within. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who is wise wins souls, removing strife. The shadows no longer blanket and disguise, soul-aware discernment we see through the lies. War and its many layers, tactics used to dissuade, no stronghold or attack will detour or persuade. Our mission of redemption, called to stand and lead, walking by stringent faith, minds are mentally freed. The details and confusions strategically barricades, gracefully maneuvering informational grenades thrown in our path to sidetrack our purpose, unrelenting distractions like a three-ring circus. Focus is required, each step demanding, courageously armored, learning and understanding, venturing each day, dual worlds collide, one of blatant illusion where the weak complied. The other world we know isolates the strong, wisdom is gained as we move along, heaven on earth, this world exists, hell on earth, evil bends and twists, blessed for being awake, to humbly see the game, pawns on their chessboard, our souls we reclaim. For we live by faith, not by sight. Love thy Lord with all your might.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for your continued guidance and direction each day. We're getting so close to a big moment in time for all of us. We hope and pray that the enemy is being thwarted in all ends, and that the good guys are winning, and that we have a huge victory, not only for an election, but victory for freedom, and that we have the ability to share with others. What an amazing Father you are to all of us. How you've orchestrated such an amazing thing. We know we've got several years before everything is put together in such a way that we have barriers put up, almost like the wall that Nehemiah was sourced in building. You know, on the one hand, we've got the Word of God. The other hand, we're working with our voices and our hands to get this done. We just ask for your continued guidance each and every day, for protection over President Trump and his family, those on the front lines, and protection for our own families today. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Hope that these daily updates are good for you as we get closer to the election. A big time for us all. Lots going on, of course. Let's try to stay informed, okay? For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know. Signing out.
The reality is that for the first time in 32 years in this poll, it shows that Republicans are beating Democrats straight up. When you ask people a generic ballot in 32 years, it shows that Donald Trump's doing better with black voters, Hispanic voters, off the charts.
Now, again, these are large margins, but the bottom line is, when you're talking about the base of the Democratic Party, you would think that Kamala Harris would do very well among black women based upon history, and of course, she would be the first black woman president, but she's actually doing the worst for a Democratic candidate among black women since 1906.
Think about the perspective of an American company, okay? I want them to go searching in their own country for their own citizens. Sometimes people who may be struggling with addiction or trauma, get them re-engaged in American society. We cannot have an entire American business community that is giving up on American workers and then importing millions of illegal laborers.
Look, we're running against, not her, we're running against a very powerful and a very corrupt machine.